We take the next item, which is the briefing by Advocate Jenkins, the lead as the advocate, and hopefully the next 30 to 45 minutes will be that to accommodate the next presentation on the budget office, which I believe you are an integral part of moving forward. Yeah, over to you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience because you are here earlier to handle the subject. And without consultation, I changed the program. I only realized that you're here after I did that. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Honorable Chairperson. I am also required to give a quick input into the Select Committee on Finance. If that would be an order. That would be in about 25 minutes, but one can see how one goes. I'll let off Mr. De Beers to excuse myself there. The progress report on the amendments to the Financial Management of Parliament Act. Page one of the draft report, Honourable Chair, is just a standard introduction to the report of the committee. So I don't have much to take you through there. If you go to page two, we just quoted what the resolution of the House said to evaluate the application of the legislation, including the provisions relating to the authority of provinces to enact financial management legislation, to take account of the work done by the Speakers Forum, and to report by the NA or by the Assembly on 22 November. Now, in the progress, it's more of a background as I'm sketching there, and I think that's the main purpose of referring the bill to the Act to the committee. In the PowerPoint presentation I did last week, I alluded or indicated or referred to this Premier of Limpopo versus Speaker of Limpopo Provincial Legislature court case. The Constitutional Court said provincial legislatures in effect only has authority to pass legislation which the Constitution allows them to pass legislation. If they want to legislate on anything above that, national legislation through Parliament must give them that power, which is also allowed in the Constitution. So what the court in that case said is Financial Management of Parliament Act as it is at the moment does not give authority to provinces to pass their own legislation. It doesn't say provinces you have authority. It somehow wrongly assumes there is authority. And the Constitutional Court said that assumption is wrong. The Act must be more explicit if you want to give that authority to provinces. So that being the case, the Limpopo Bill was declared unconstitutional. And the Constitutional Court thereafter asked the parties in front of us, what must I do about provinces who have already passed financial management legislation? The outcome of that court procedure was these are also declared unconstitutional, but the decision or the effect of that declaration is suspended for 18 months, simply to allow provinces and national parliaments to get together and to put in a new regulatory framework for the financial management of the legislatures. Now, the report, the resolution, Honourable Chair, speaks of the work done by the Speaks Forum. To be quite candid with the committee, I haven't seen that work done on paper. No one can give me the document, the decision that's been taken. I have been at one Speakers Forum meeting where we did a presentation where the Speaker of Parliament and the Speaker of the National Assembly, my apologies, Speaker of the National Assembly and the Chairperson of the NCO chaired that meeting, and basically put it to the Speakers Forum that Parliament intends to pass legislation to include provinces within the Financial Management of Parliament Act. But the options that the Constitutional Court put out there, one to say, provinces, we assign the power to you in our national legislation to pass your own bills. And that option was not taken. The option that was followed, in my interpretation of what happened at that Speakers Forum, was to say Parliament will pass legislation for provincial legislatures. So that's the main purpose, in my view, of reviewing the Financial Management of Parliament Act. That includes the provinces. The Speakers Forum is behind that. As far as I'm concerned, and I'm trying to get still from the, what's called LSS, the Legislative Support Sector, which looks at these issues of the Speakers Forum, to get something in writing from them that we can work on. There are other few things within the Financial Management of Parliament Act which needs to be looked at. One is the governance issue. there's an oversight mechanism that should maintain oversight over Parliament's finances. And Parliament has a governance structure in place which is doing that. Multi-party structure consisting of chief whip, whip of the largest opposition party, and then the chief whips of the smaller parties, as well as the speaker and the chairperson of the NCOP, as well as some other members. Now the intention is to use that present structure, that present governance structure, to do oversight. But the Act at the moment restrains it a little bit by saying that the speaker and the chairperson cannot be members of the oversight mechanism. So at the moment I think there's some discussion going on how to do that, maybe through a subcommittee of the what's called the Parliamentary Oversight Authority, that will not be chaired by the speaker and the chairperson, simply because they are the executive authority. But to allow Parliament to do those kind of creations within the Parliament Oversight Authority, one will need to look at that specific Section 4 of the Act. I'm just alluding to that in the report, and then the last issue is how do we treat Parliament unspent funds. Sorry, that's not the last issue, it's also the issue of the submission of annual report. Chairperson, to be again frank with you, the resolution refers to time frames, and the time frames associated with various reporting mechanisms. I've sent an email to the chief financial officer, to various division managers, as well as the manager of strategic planning within Parliament, the policy in Parliament, to get a sense of, are there any other time frames that create problems for Parliament that we need to discuss, we need to put on the agenda, or maybe request people to make specific input to the committee? I haven't had any specific answer to that question. Even this one that I've highlighted, which gives Parliament 5 months to report, whereas the PFMA gives the Parliament 6 months to report. No one has actually said that that is a problem for us. I just think it's the incongruency, the inconsistency between how Parliament does its thing and how the rest of the government departments, or the other government departments, are doing it. So that is the time frame issue. So all I'm doing in that, all we are doing in that point to the progress, is just to set up a little bit of context of what the committee is aware of, and how there needs to, some of the issues that you want to put out there already, to get to point three, which is the way forward. Now, I must apologize for my lack of creativity. As with the money bills amendment procedure, I thought a workshop would be the best way to kick the process off and to involve the stakeholders, namely the speaker and the chairperson, who will be the executive authority, the Minister of Finance, at the provincial level, speakers of provincial legislatures, MECs for finance there, as well as the accounting officers of all the legislatures, and of course the accounting officer of Parliament, the Secretary of Parliament, and there might be other officials that are relevant. I'm thinking of chief financial officers that might want to say something. To set up a workshop or some kind of structure, you know, the draft report refers to the workshop, but one can have some kind of structure to get inputs and to see whether people are happy with what there is. We have at the moment I would call it not a draft bill, but a bill indicating where the changes should be. So there's something that we can work off. That can be distributed to this committee if that's a requirement, if you want that. But it's a start for me. It's what we can put down also in front of provincial legislatures to see how they would respond. To see maybe there are issues that we're not aware of, that I'm not aware of specifically, that provinces might face challenges if they are just incorporated wholesale into the Financial Management of Parliament Act. It will become the Financial Management of Parliament and Provincial Legislatures Act. So that's up to now, Chairperson, the progress report. In my experience, I won't recommend to put a certain deadline or time frame there for the committee, simply because I think this committee is going to be very busy next year with the budget and various other pieces of legislation. And that being said, we must keep in mind we have to report. And in my view, actually, we have to have legislation finalized and signed by 9 September 2013. Thank you, Chair.
Kelo, in my language, it means there you are. Any questions? Or you just want to note the report? target. Okay, advocate. Now we are in a quandary. The next meeting is at 12. We're going to speak this afternoon. Can you guide us? Honorable members, unfortunately, because we have, in fact, this meeting is at the request of the directive of the speaker that the committee should actually get this briefing from the task that is working on the implementation of the money bills. Can we break and come back? Because other committees are coming to join us. Let's break and come back at 12. Thank you.